On Thursday, cinematographer Helena Hutchins tragically lost her life when a gun misfired on the set of an upcoming film called Rust. The accident and the events leading up to it have sparked widespread discussion about what proper safety measures ought to look like in the movie industry. Dan Leonard is an associate dean and professor at Chapman University's Dodge College of Film and Media Arts. He's also worked on several film sets during his career, and he joins us now from Orange, California. Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. Happy to join today.
What's the dynamic been in terms of handling weapons on the sets that you've been on?
Well, I've actually AD'd a few low-budget films, and I've always had positive confirmation that a gun is empty before being brought to set. I never allow live rounds to be on set. There's no reason for actual bullets to be on set. And whenever possible, you know, we look at every shot, storyboard it, we adjust the angle so that there's never a human in the line of fire, and even still put sort of barriers and common sense precautions in place.
Maybe this is a bit of a naive question, Dan, but I don't entirely understand why real weapons are still used on sets. I mean, I guess I envision that there's so much of an advanced capability now with sound effects, visual effects.
Yeah, it can be done in post-production. You can add the flashes and the sounds.
Okay.
Many filmmakers are trying to strive for realism, and oftentimes there's sort of a mixed approach employed. So, you know, particularly if something was being pointed at the camera, you could use a prop gun and do a flash, or if there's some sort of human in the way. If there's no one in the frame and you're shooting where there's nobody, that would be a safer sort of thing. And sometimes those approaches are mixed.
Got it. But the standard is to essentially continue to use real weapons. That's what most film crews do?
Well, it's an individual choice. There are many now that don't use real weapons, that do it all in post. And then there are filmmakers that want the sort of realism and the reaction of the live. And, you know, with the proper protocols, that can be safe. But very difficult in independent filmmaking because it's really hard to get a strict standard of safety.
You know, the Los Angeles Times reported that several members of the union representing entertainment crews, which Hutchins herself was a member of, had walked off of this set earlier in the day. They were replaced, we were told, by non-union members. And I am curious to understand how disruptive that change may have been to safety procedures.
That's very disruptive. Whenever you have new personnel on set, and particularly if, as I understand, there wasn't a safety meeting done at the beginning of the day, not all of the communication that would have happened in pre-production may have been flowed to everybody on set.
Mm-hmm.
But in the case of gun safety, it should be really only two people should ever touch the weapon. One is the weapons handler, and the other is the actor. And each should double check that it's empty.
This accident is not entirely the first of its kind, so I'm wanting to understand how it can be prevented moving forward.
I think there needs to be stricter guidelines. Right now, it's sort of left up to the industry to police. The big studios have the budgets and use qualified personnel.
Mm-hmm.
But particularly in independent filmmaking, they're trying to make things in the least expensive way as possible. And oftentimes, not all the procedures that are put in place for safety have been followed.
Well, that's Dan Leonard of Chapman University's Dodge College of Film and Media Arts. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.